Hello, beautiful women, and welcome to the Claimed Podcast. I'm Anna Rova, your host, and let me tell you a little bit about myself if you're new to the podcast. I'm a femininity and feminine embodiment coach, and I run a very powerful program for single successful women who want to attract and keep committed masculine men, or women who are already in relationships but want to change that feminine masculine polarity in their relationship. All right, claimed listeners and watchers. Probably nobody's going to be watching this because we're just recording audio. But maybe they will be watching this because Nina is the true influencer of today, who's recording every single moment, capturing every single moment so she can share this with her community. So maybe you'll watch this somehow, somewhere. I don't know. She has hidden cameras. But anyways, welcome everyone, and welcome to our guest today, who is very, very special. I've known her for a few years and we've personally connected. And so here she is on my podcast, as it normally happens. Nina Walder, all the way from Spain. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm excited too. I was kind of doing my yoga today. I did my yoga and then I had lunch and I'm like, I need to dress up for this lady because this lady is a personal stylist. So I better put my red lipstick on. You know, I had my hair done yesterday. So I'm like, this is going to be exciting. So Nina, before we begin, let's start with some icebreaker questions. I usually like to ask these random questions before anybody knows who you are and what you do. So Nina, what is a book you plan on reading?
Okay. I actually read a lot of books at the same time in all different areas. But right now, I just bought a book from Farah Mary about home decor. So I'm in the process of decorating and putting all the furniture in my place, which was empty when we moved in a few months ago. So I'm very keen on everything interior design right now. And actually, I'm very keen as well because it's so much connected to personal style. And yeah, that's the next book here for me.
Yeah, beautiful. Okay. And who is one person dead or alive, Nina, that you would love to have dinner with?
So many. That's a very tricky question. But I have to pick one. I would love to meet Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay, this would be the last person I think you'd say, but okay. Why?
I think his journey is extremely inspiring, and his work ethics and what he managed to achieve, like, I think it's pretty incredible. Like, I read a lot of his biographies and his books, and I truly think like what he achieved is really impressive, and he's done so much. So I would have jumped in very, very curious to meet this man.
Yeah. My husband actually listened to his audiobook. I can't remember which book, and I caught glimpses of it. And yeah, totally see what you mean. And yeah, Arnold is a character. Okay, moving on. Nina, what is the best gift that you've ever received?
Wow. Okay, my husband probably makes the best gifts. And he's usually keen on giving an experience. So this is something that has been curious in our couple, actually, because we have different love languages and in terms of gifts as well. But he loves to give an experience. So one time, I remember back in the US, he organized a fantastic trip for us to Los Angeles. And we did a lot of hiking there around the city. And we stayed in a beautiful hotel. And it was just like, it felt very, very special every single moment, especially because my birthday is in June. And like, it's a beautiful time over there in LA. And just like the air, the birds singing and everything just felt so magical.
Yeah. Wow. Beautiful. And what is the best gift that you've ever given to someone?
That's a tricky one because I think it's how you judge the best gift is not necessarily how people judge in the other way. It's actually funny. So being a personal stylist, I love to dress up my husband. And I think one time I gifted him a beautiful suit, like a really beautiful blue suit of a beautiful, very beautiful color of a brand that I love. And it's just something that he wouldn't buy himself. And it's like a very special suit for a very special occasion. I just felt like he puts it on, he feels very special in it. And just like, it was that type of gift that I loved gifting.
Yeah, wow, beautiful. Okay, well, now is the time, Nina, to introduce yourself. Tell us who you are and what you do.
Yeah, so my name is Nina Walder. I'm a personal stylist and an entrepreneur, and I help women create wardrobes and style that spark confidence, joy, and authentic personality. So I work with women one-to-one, helping them curate those wardrobes, and I also have my signature online training program called Style Accelerator. So I truly believe that every woman deserves and can look her best and fabulous in her own clothes, in her own body. However, there has been a lot of misconception nowadays with women frustrated with their body, with their style, with the way they look. They're getting frustrated with the trends and brands out there. So my mission is to help women to dress like the best version of themselves, to redefine their style, to find their authentic style, and dress effortlessly every single day for themselves, not just on a special occasion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. And that's why you're here, Nina, because I decided, as usual, to follow my curiosity. And, you know, I've interviewed quite a few. You're one of the very few, I would say, women who are into fashion and style who I decided to bring on the podcast so we can talk about these subjects. Because obviously this has been my personal journey, and I shared with you a little bit when we discussed this interview beforehand. And also, you know, this is something that I actually talk and as part of my acclaimed group coaching program with women. Of course, after we, as you know, Nina, I help successful women, mostly single successful women, attract committed masculine men. And this journey is all about your internal beliefs system and who you are as a woman and being in your body. But then after we do this kind of deep excavation, there's a part there which is what makes women women. And a lot of what makes women women is fashion and style and makeup and all the beauty and our instinctual desire and, I don't know, inclination to surround ourselves with beautiful things, to dress ourselves. You know, it's that feminine desire to for color, for vibrancy, for life and for beauty. And so that's why I felt, because it has been part of my journey. And I truly believe that if a woman doesn't feel good in her, well, first of all, it's internal, right? Because I tell women all the time, you can wear red dresses and look very, very put together. But if internally you don't believe like you're worthy or good enough, then you're not going to attract the men that you want and things like that. So that's why I focus on this part, which is very important. And a lot of women actually say that, oh, I am feminine, I wear dresses and I wear red lipstick. And I'm like, well, that's part of that, but it's actually not the foundation of it all, you know. So let's focus on the foundation, and then we're going to add the magic on top. And one of the biggest parts of my journey has been the magic of discovering my style. I'm still discovering my style, and I don't know what it is now, especially now that I'm pregnant for the second time. I'm like, what's happening here and how do I navigate this? Although I managed, you know, to wear a white shirt, and today I'm wearing a skirt and everything. So yeah, but obviously, you know, because my program is focused on mostly personal growth and feminine embodiment, I share a glimpse of that. And I think I told you, Nina, I'm like, the only thing that I share about the style part or the fashion that I knew when I created the program, which was more than a year ago, was color types. But it's like, when I discovered color types, I was like, what? You know, every woman can be categorized in like a fall or a, whoa, there's some, you know, so I didn't know anything about fashion and style. And I know we come from similar backgrounds. So where I come from, which is Eastern Europe, which has, you know, communist Soviet mentality where everybody's the same. There's no individuality. Do not stand out of the crowd. In fact, everybody dresses the same. The, you know, like the best thing you can buy is everything's black, gray for a lot of reasons. So why are you here today, Nina, is to help maybe me also and listeners to really, I guess, get a little bit of inspiration, a little bit of insight into your journey, your personal journey with fashion and style, because I know you have quite a journey. And then also maybe give us some tips that you can share with us so that women can take them into their own wardrobes, because this whole fashion style thing is, I mean, you could be doing this, studying this forever. So let's begin perhaps, Nina, with your journey. Not always you have been a stylist, you know, and this is something quite recent for you in terms of doing this as a business and as your profession, but I know that personally you've been involved, and I always looked at you, Nina, and I always saw you as very well put together, a woman who has a sense of taste, first of all, who has a sense of style, you know, and I always looked up to you. You're one of those women who are like, oh, what does she know that I don't, you know? So yeah, tell us about your journey to how you came to do this work.
Thank you. I love hearing that. It's actually interesting because we met only a few years back, but like up until more than a year ago, I've never felt that I am actually that woman who owns her style, who dresses up the way she likes. I had those, like most women, I had a few outfits that I would go to for a special occasion. So whenever I meet somebody the first time or something, or there is an event or something, I would have something to wear for that type of occasion. But on everyday life, like, I was frustrated. I actually did not have anything special to wear. So it was interesting that you perceived me that way. But of course, like, when we're meeting people occasionally and once a year, of course, we show up as the best version of ourselves. But my interest was actually always, how can I be that type of woman on an everyday basis? And that was always my question and big source of frustration and a big issue for myself. So my journey started a few years back when, at some point, I just couldn't take it anymore because the way how I felt about myself, the way how I thought I perceive myself and the way I look, those two images that do not correspond. Mm. So I felt like I could be that woman that I'm looking up at Instagram. So I remember back in 2015 or 2016, I had my folder where I saved the images of the woman from Instagram who had amazing styles. And I thought, what do they do? How they do that? Like, I cannot believe they can be living in the same city as I am. They can be maybe making the same amount of money. So, and then they look so much different. They look so much put together, so chic, so effortless, while I cannot. Like, what is their secret? What am I doing wrong? What am I not getting there? So I always had those questions. And at some point, I just, as I said, I couldn't take anymore. So I decided it's time to put a little bit more effort into that because I tried to go on the journey by myself. So I think it's a stage that every woman is going through when she's trying to kind of develop her style and dress better for herself or whatever reason. So first you think maybe you need more clothes. So you start buying more stuff. This is what I did as well. So I thought, okay, maybe I just need to buy more of everything. And, you know, probably that is not true. It's not helping you. And a lot of us have fallen into the that you just start buying more of what you already have and you have just duplicates in your own wardrobe. So you can have a lot of clothes, but still nothing to wear or still wearing exactly the same stuff over and over again. And this is when you have a very boring wardrobe. Then my next stage was thinking, okay, maybe I just need to invest into more expensive clothes, into some designer clothes or something like that. That's probably maybe a secret. I did that and it didn't help me either because when you don't have the skill of picking the right clothes for your body, like picking the right colors, and when you don't know how to mix clothes, it doesn't matter where you shop. It really doesn't matter. And like to my clients and to my students, I'm always saying you can look like $1 million even if you shop at H&M or Primark or whatever. It's not about the trends or brands or the price tag of your clothes. It's really about the style and that type of skill. So, and then at some point I thought, okay, this is not working. I've tried my best. I've watched some YouTube videos. It's not helping. It's not working. So, and being an entrepreneur, I thought, okay, what I'm doing here, like whenever I have a problem, what I'm doing in my business, I'm going and hiring a coach or I'm enrolling into the program. So why don't I do the same with my style? Maybe then I'm going to figure out because I already wasted so much time and money. And so back in 2018, I think I enrolled in my very first personal styling program. And it was, I guess it was quite a journey since then. So I started learning. And of course, one program is not going to just do a magical overhaul of your wardrobe. It is definitely a process, but it laid the foundation. It really helped me to understand the color, to understand my body, to understand how you actually mix clothes. And since then, I've just been obsessed with taking those courses and experimenting with my style as crazy and helping my friends and family do that and gradually evolving into where I am today, like doing that as a profession and being a personal stylist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow. And so what I guess my question here is, because there's one thing about being interested in that personally, like I am right now. I don't know if obsessed is the word, mate. Well, not obsessed. I'm very, very interested and curious. So I'm taking, I don't know if I shared it with you, but I'm taking this course in makeup and, you know, from this Russian woman. And then I'm also taking a bunch of courses in style and fashion. And this is literally right now, this is my hobby and it what keeps me very engaged. But then, you know, I don't know. And I don't think I would be doing this professionally. I'm curious for you, what was that line where you obviously learned a lot and you've applied it to your own life? And what has prompted you to actually start doing that professionally as a business, helping others?
The realization that I love this so much. I love helping women see through this style of transformation. I love helping women like change their wardrobe, because I'm always saying clothes are not just clothes. Clothes is something that gives you a feeling of confidence, something that be the best version of yourself. So there is so much behind clothes. And I just helped a few friends here and there. And I saw that I can do that. I love doing that. I can bring real results to these women. And it really transformed their lives. So for me, that was like that. It was my hobby for a very long time. And I didn't allow myself to take it to the next level. But more than a year ago, when I had a bit more time on my hand, I was just started thinking, like, what do I want to do in the next decades? What is it that I truly, truly love? What is it, something that I can do every day, even if I'm not paid for that? And then I thought, I love styling so much. This is something that I can really do for free. But if I can do that as a business, that's like the best job in the planet for me.
Mm-hmm. And what is it about it that you love? Like, I understand you love seeing the transformation. That's what I do. The work that I do, right? You see the journey, you see her light up, you see what's happening in the end, right? But what about styling specifically is what makes you like wake up in the morning and like go for it, you know? And I look at Instagram now and it's so beautiful and I can really see what you're talking about. It, like I can feel that through your photos, and that's why you're gaining quite a following, Nina, because that is truly your passion. But what about it is so interesting for you, so engaging and involving?
Every aspect of that, to be honest, but more so to see exactly the transformation, to see exactly the transformation and to see how women can see themselves from another angle. Style is a lot about self-development. Style is a lot about personal growth and personal development. And I see a lot of women, they come and they want to dress better. And I think they just think like, okay, if I can learn to put together a cute outfit, that would be nice. But in the process, they discover, wow, actually, I love color so much. Or maybe I don't love color and I love my black and white clothing and this is my choice. But now I know how to wear that in a chic way. Or I've been always wearing dresses because everybody was telling me that this is how you look feminine, but actually this is not my nature. And my true style is actually wearing suits. And this is what is truly empowering for me. That is a true journey of self-discovery as well. So you start with clothes, with those kind of like very basic type of skill of dressing up every day. But ultimately that is the journey of self-discovery. And nowadays, I don't work as many women offline. I mostly work with women online. But whenever I have a client with whom I'm going to the shop and I help them create the outfit right there on the place, on the spot, in the shop, I just see instantly how amazed they are, how lights up their face when they see themselves in a different type of outfits and they realize, oh, it's not that like my body is wrong. It's actually I was picking the wrong clothes. But when I'm putting this type of outfit, I'm realizing that I'm so beautiful. I can look amazing. I'm actually tall and slim and look fabulous. And all of that, like those type of realization, transformation, gaining confidence, discovering about yourself, all those elements that come together as a personal style.
Yeah, beautiful. And so what have you found out, Nina, is the actual root cause of why so many women, like what I found when I started discovering this, I was like, and that's the main question that I ask all women who come on the podcast and who do this. I just don't get it in terms of, you know, like all women want to look good. You know, we have that inclination towards clothes and fashion and all of that. But most of us, and I'm saying most, like probably 90 5% of women, maybe even more, don't have that skill, don't have that knowledge, don't know how to do this. And I'm like, that's very strange. That's bizarre, you know, especially when we are having all these magazines like fashion. I grew up with fashion magazines. I absolutely love them, but they did not teach me anything. You know, it was just pretty pictures that I was drawn to. And then, yeah, you're right. I was also looking at those women, you know, like I could never see myself. I always thought that I will never be that woman ever. And part of me also was looking at all of this, like fashion and style and stuff, and even makeup as something that's a waste of time. I kind of like look down upon it, you know. I used to see women like you on Instagram and be like, yeah, she's, you know, she's just surface level stuff. All she cares about is her clothes and her whatever, you know. So there's so much in that. I'm curious, what are the causes for it? Like, what have you discovered?
Yeah, totally related with what you're saying. The causes are very, very different. Many, depending where you grew up and how you grew up as well. But one of them, for example, being exactly like what you said, we are seeing a lot of fashion out there. We're seeing one-dimensional beauty. So what we are seeing a lot in social media and in magazines and all the traditional media, we're seeing this one-dimensional beauty where women are dressed in designer fashion. They have perfect bodies. They have perfect hair, perfect makeup, perfect everything. And then it comes to you and you're like a normal woman living, doing her job, having kids, having a husband, having a household to run. And then realize like, I don't have all this time in the world. I kind of spend so much time and money and all of that. So, and then you just thought, okay, I'm just going to resort back to my pajamas and sweatpants. So I think it's only recently that social media kind of started to open up and women started to show themselves as different women. Like there are, I really appreciate there are so many plus size models out there. There are so many real women who are showing themselves on social media and revealing how they are without makeup, how they are on an everyday basis. So I think there was this shift only started happen recently. Before that, we only saw one perfect model example, and most of us are not those models. And those models are also photoshopped in the media. So we were always looking at the wrong examples. And of course, that causes frustration. And the easiest way is to say, like, I will never be that type of woman, and I don't have the resources and time for that. So, okay, let me just go back to my sweatpants. On the other hand as well, when we are looking at all the fashion brands and mass market clothing brands, a lot of them are very standardized. So when you don't know about yourself, when you don't know about your body, and when you're just trying to pick whatever they are showing to you, it's not going to fit. Like most of us, most of those clothes are made for those kind of standardized bodies. And all of our bodies are very unique. So when you don't know how to dress your body, like you're going to be very disappointed in the shops, like because you would be putting all those together, inspiring yourself from the photos that you've seen on the clothing brand, and then you put in that the same way, and then it doesn't look as good, as cute, and you're disappointed again. So there are many frustrations of that. And I think like none of us were taught how to dress well. None of us had those type of examples. So a lot of us like really don't have a skill, and we are thinking that it is requiring so much of an effort, so much of a time, so much of money to have a great style, while it is not. It is a skill that definitely requires an effort, but you can master that, and that's easier than most women think.
Yeah, for sure. Like when you say the skill, it is definitely a skill because, you know, I'm seeing that happen. And I think what you said every day, because I resonate with you so much. It's like, you know, you have that, your journey started with every woman has one or two wardrobes that, you know, there's that dress that you wear on a date or on any special occasion. And then there's like one thing or two more things. That's it. And you have your shoes. Yeah. And then every day it's just like normal day. A normal day are jeans, whatever, you know, blazer. Normally it's like not colorful. You don't want to stand out. You don't want to mix, and that's it. But when you said every day you can actually look special and you can actually feel good, that's a reality that I know for so many women listening to us now is just not a reality. Because as you said, there's so many misconceptions that requires a lot of money, that requires a lot of work, and that's a lot of effort. And I'm just not I can't do that. And I can share that from my personal experience now. And obviously this is a process, Nina, as you know, and especially with my body changing, like I can't wear any pants and I actually don't want to buy any pregnancy clothes because I think it's a waste of time and money and resources. So I'm just wearing all of the dresses that I have and then skirts literally. But I've gone through my journey with all of this and all this knowledge and building that skill. I've gone through a journey of actually waking up and, you know, putting something on my body that I like seeing in the mirror, and it is special. And then the makeup part of it as well, and then the hair, you know, and that's what I teach the women in my program. Do not leave the bathroom every day until you are satisfied and happy and you like what you see in the mirror, because everything else changes. Hi, girlfriends. Sorry to interrupt. You're listening to the episode. But I quickly wanted to jump in and let you know that I have prepared something exciting for you. If you're interested in polarity, femininity, and how to embrace your feminine and how to attract primarily masculine men in your life, this announcement is going to be very useful for you, because I'm talking about my signature training. I'm like, how do I describe this experience? Because it's really an experience, you know. This is a signature training, my 1-hour webinar that I've put together, and it honestly, it's been through a few iterations in the last 2 years, but I feel like this is the best yet training of mine that didn't come from, you know, reading 2 books and 3 courses and like coming together in a copy paste thing that I now advise women to do. No, this has come from me, my own lived experience through my dating life and through finding and attracting the masculine man of my dreams and then marrying him and creating a family. This also came, yes, indeed, from a lot of research and learning and courses and coaches and oh my God, you name it. You know, it's been a journey of 5 years for me about that time. And also this has come from my clients. So the previous training, how is this different if you've signed up for another training of mine, which was the Live Female Success, by the way. This is different because this is now coming through a distillation of my work one-on-one with women who I've helped get to that place where they're just attracting better men and they start attracting better masculine men and are on their way to actually to a relationship eventually. Not only masculine, but also masculine committed men. So if you are in a situation where you're attracting men that are less than desirable, let's say they're feminine men who don't want to lead, don't want to take charge, and men who are unavailable, then this training is for you. I will have to call this training How to Start Attracting Your Masculine Committed Men, basically in 30 days or less. And in this training, I will share with you some of the key things that I've learned throughout this journey that are helping. That's what my work with women is based on. So in this 60-minute training, you'll find the number one reason why you're still single and can't attract a committed masculine man. It's not what you think. How to break through the patterns of attracting unavailable or feminine men, as I said, and find your blind spot so you can attract the men you want. How to master the feminine masculine polarity so you start feeling taken care of, claimed, and finally be able to let go of control and uncover the lie of female success that's keeping you stuck, exhausted, and unfulfilled, which means in masculine energy all the time, so you can start living in freedom and joy and much, much more. So if you're interested, go to girlskill.com/webinar, sign up, and I can't wait for you to see this training and to let me know how it went. And by the way, there are no replays for this, so make sure you select the time that you can show up and be fully present. All right, I'm going to jump off and you continue listening to this episode. So let's talk about that reality of every day loving what you see in the mirror, loving your wardrobe. I think this is honestly every woman's dream. Like, wake up and be, first of all, not spend freaking hours on, you know, I used to be that woman in the club, this or this or that. And then you're like, oh, fuck it, I'm just going to wear my jeans. You know, because you're trying to put outfits together forever and it just doesn't work. And so, oh, such a frustration. So, Nina, how do we get, or how does the journey look like, and where do we start with getting there? And I know you mentioned dressing your body type, and I know there's so many elements to it. And I also know what you shared with me, some of your most popular content on Instagram is actually, one of them is 3 style mistakes that hold you back. And then you also shared the 4 steps to a great style. So I don't know if you want to give us some practical kind of steps. Maybe we can talk about these 4 steps, or what would you say are the foundational action items or action steps that every woman needs to know or do to at least get started on her journey to waking up every day, knowing what to wear and loving what you wear.
Yeah, totally. Yes, I'm definitely standing behind that style is not for a special occasion, but style is something that you develop because you live in here and now every single day. And this is when style matters the most every single day, not on those special occasions, especially nowadays, which are happening very, very rarely during the COVID times. So what I see a big mistake that women are having and struggling with their wardrobes is there is a mismatch between their wardrobes and their lifestyle. So the step number one that I'm teaching all my clients and students is that you have to analyze what your typical week looks like. And then this is the first step that helps you build the wardrobe from there. Because most of us are like the way we shop is just we are passing the shop, we are looking at whatever is there and we're picking some cute items randomly. And then we're not thinking about where I'm going to wear that kind of item that I'm picking, like where I'm going to wear the type of outfits. And most of us are drawn naturally to picking up some just cute clothes that you're going to wear for a date or for a special occasion, something like that. But for your everyday life, exactly, you don't have those cute outfits. So where you want to start is you want to start off thinking and analyzing how your typical week looks like. I recommend doing kind of a pie chart. So you drop down all the activities that are happening. So it could be whatever from if you're a stay-at-home mom and you're spending all your time at home, that's totally normal. You want to write it down. So like 5 days out of seven, I'm staying at home. Maybe one day a week, I'm going out with a friend. So that's another activity that I'm having. And then maybe another activity, I'm going on a date with my husband. So you want to write down all those activities. That already is going to give you a lot of clarity on what type of outfits you need to have for your life. Because most of the time that I'm seeing, there is a very big gap between what is in your wardrobe, how your lifestyle looks like. So, and what you want is actually your wardrobe to work for your lifestyle. This is like the number one step. You want your wardrobe to be the system to work for your lifestyle. So this is where you start. And then it gives you the clarity, what type of outfits you want to have. I also like to teach women to think about, okay, you have those activities, it's clear what you want to dress up for, and then think about how you want to feel when you're performing those activities or those things are happening in your life. So if you're going to an office one day a week, so how do you want to feel there? Like, how do you want to feel? Do you want to feel powerful? Do you want to feel confident? What is your goal and how you want to feel? Because that also going to dictate to you and dictate and give you inspiration is what type of clothes you want to pick for that. Because what I often see as well, there is another mismatch is that you go into an office and you feel like, okay, I need to go and check the office wear, the traditional office wear. And I don't know, you're picking some suits or some jeans and a short. And this could be correct for an office wear, but maybe it's not your goal. You're on a different stage and your goals are different and the way you want to feel is also different and your job is different. Maybe you're creative and you don't want those type of suits. So it's very important as well, like to have this intention and understanding and clarity. How do you want to feel on those activities? And even if it's not job-related activity, but something that I'm sitting at home in front of my screen just by myself and I'm not seeing everybody on that particular day, it's still important how you want to feel by yourself. Like, do you want to feel comfy and cute and like all of those things? So it's a good way to start thinking about that as well. So that would be the first step.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next step, I recommend women to look for inspiration. But for real life inspiration, not for just for Instagram models or for some unrealistic inspiration. But you can go to Pinterest, you can go to Instagram as well, but think about what you want to achieve, what you want to dress for, and look for inspiration. So I think a lot of women, they are kind of scared to think about style because they think they need to invent a style out of their head. And that is unrealistic. That is very hard to do. It's what the designers, they do. So you don't need to invent the style out of your own head. You can and you shall collect some inspiration and to give you some prompts. Also, this is how you create more diversity and variety in your wardrobe. And you don't know how to pair something together. Maybe you don't have the type of skill yet, but then you're looking for inspiration in Pinterest. You type like blue jeans outfit And then you're looking at that because in your head, you're thinking you can only pair that with a t-shirt or something. And that's a very casual look. But then all of a sudden you go and look for inspiration. Then you realize, okay, I can wear a blazer and a blue jeans and that looks actually elevated. And this is something I can go for. Or you can pair jeans with some silk skirt, some silk short or something like that. So looking for inspiration and realistic inspiration is also something that helps tremendously in defining your style, in creating outfits that would work for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great. So the first thing is, I love that pie chart, and we're going to link to that link to your post that you wrote on Instagram, and I can see the pie chart, you know, and I think for a lot of the women who are listening, most of it will be work pretty much, you know, either business or professional life. And like, I'm just thinking, you know, I work from home, like you probably, you know, but obviously your work is much, well, more creative in terms of what you do. But yeah, because I work from home, but I do work with clients and I have a lot of calls at home. I, you know, like people think, oh, I work from home, like in pajamas or whatever. That has never been my case because I have to look presentable, you know, with my clients and everything. And so when I did work with a stylist, she actually asked me very similar questions, right? And these are questions that are important to think about. I love what you said, that the wardrobe has to work for your lifestyle, right? So it's not very frantic and kind of like all over the place. And then how do you want to feel and what's your goal? I love that. And then look for inspiration in real life. And I guess real life is someone like you, Nina, you know, but when I look at you, you know, if I wouldn't know you, I would look at your Instagram and be like, this woman is just so beautiful. Yeah, and because you are, you definitely know how to put yourself together in terms of makeup and hair and everything. And I look at her Instagram and I could see how a lot of women could be intimidated even by your Instagram. But I know you're a normal woman, you know, and I know that I've seen some posts of you where you were like, oh, I think it was TikTok. You're a TikTok star, where you were like showing before and after. And I saw some pictures before and after. I was like, oh my God, is that Nina? Is that really her? You know? Yeah. But when I look at her Instagram, it's just, yeah, it's beautiful. So how do you live your everyday life? Or how does that look like when you love what you wear every day, you know, and you love what you see in them? You're like, what do you do? What's your routine?
It feels amazing. It feels amazing. And when you've experienced that type of feeling, when you dress up for your day, however your day looks like, even if you sit it by yourself in front of your computer the whole day at home, but you've made this little effort to put together and dress up, to put together a cute outfit and dress up, you know how different you feel. You know how much more confident you feel. So when you've experienced that type of feeling, you don't want to go back to your pajamas. I mean, of course, there are some days we are normal women. Some days we are more tired or stressed or something. But once you've experienced that feeling, you are ready to put in this little tiny effort and to dress up every day. And I think that is why I'm talking a lot about the wardrobe as a system and wardrobe that works for your life, because there are days, of course, when me, myself, like I don't have the time or energy or desire to put together a new outfit or to go through my clothes and just like creating a new type of outfit. But I know that whatever I pick in my wardrobe, it's just going to work. Like I can literally pick anything for my wardrobe, and it's a wardrobe that I have created as a system for myself. And if I have like 1 minute of time to dress up, I know I can just pick anything with my eyes closed. It's going to be a nice outfit. So of course, that's a process that's not going to happen overnight. But when you put a little effort into that, that's just pretty amazing when you have this wardrobe that works for you and the wardrobe that allows for your creativity on an everyday basis, if you want to, if you have the time, if you have the desire, but also allowing you to dress quickly and efficiently if you don't have the resources for that.
Yeah, and I love how you said, like, I think the groundwork really in the beginning, it like you need to do some groundwork, right? And when you were sharing with me the three steps, they sound great. But for me personally, that wouldn't be enough. You know, for me, what really started to change, and that's why I recommend all women in my course, I tell them about my color theory stuff, but I say, look, the best thing you can do is work with a stylist, you know, because a stylist can really start to, like, you know, work with a professional like you, Nina, you know, and I know you have a course as well that can, and that's what I've been doing. You know, I've been working with stylists and I've been doing courses. And this is where actually, like you said, you know, when you do things on your own, yeah, you can figure it out. But for me, it wasn't enough because there was no system in place. There was no, how do you think about this? How do you go? How do you dress for my specific body type? What is the color matching theory here? How do you do the capsule? Like all of this you have to learn. But for me personally, it's been quite an enjoyable process. I've been having so much fun. And I remember when I put together, because it was one of the assignments, put together my first capsule, when the assignment was put together your perfect capsule, like in a perfect ideal world. To me, this was like, wow, you know, I've never done this before. I've never allowed myself to, I don't know, to like put together, to even look at, you know, a leather printed skirt. Or like I went the other day and I bought loafers. So I go to the shop. So I'm in the process of building my, you know, the 40 pieces in your capsule wardrobe that are the essential pieces, whatever. And when I worked with a stylist actually in October, about 6 months ago, for the first time ever, and it was Zara, you know, it was nothing like expensive or whatever, but it was such an experiment because she, first of all, like she told me there's some trends here that we need to look at. I'm like, trends? I was never a person of trends. Trends to me is like, what? Fashion trend? And now, because I am involved in this, I'm actually seeing trends and I understand trends and where they're coming from. And I totally changed my perspective, my attitude. But with her, what we did, we bought sneakers on the platform, you know, on the, and these are not my favorite shoes. I go with them everywhere and dresses and everything. And then we bought two blazers, a green one and a bright blue one. Actually, I have a third one here. And I'm like, I never wore a blazer. I know you're wearing now a blazer, but for me, that was never part of my wardrobe. And the other day, I'm like, right, I need some loafers, something that I'm loafers. I didn't even know that word existed. And I saw two pairs. I saw one that was just nude, kind of, you know, very beige, and the other one that was leopard print. And I was just sitting there trying to decide which one do I go for, Nina, you know? And then I knew, because I knew about patterns and I learned about patterns, that, for example, animal prints or geometrical prints, they actually go with everything, right? You can mix and match. And I'm just looking at that leopard. And I actually, like, I had to sit for about 15, 20 minutes. I'm like, this is risky. This is so, like, it took me balls to buy blood. I don't know, it was $130, you know? I mean, obviously, you know, I went to a good brand and I'm like, all right, I'm going for it. And so I got my leopard loafers, and you know what? I haven't worn them much because of the weather, but every time I enter my apartment, I see them stand there and they lighten up my day. You know, it's like, it's this little detail that's there. And I think that, you know, when you said, once you put the groundwork and once you kind of establish everything, this is where I think a stylist can really come in and help you with all of that, or a great course can explain where you learn. Then every day, you're right, it just becomes, you're right, once you've experienced that, like I've experienced, I haven't experienced exactly what you're talking about with my wardrobe yet because of all these changes and transformations in my body, but I did experience that with makeup and jewelry and hair. Like, I cannot allow myself to start the day, you know, work day particularly, without coming out ready and liking what I see in the mirror. I have a whole routine going on, you know, my blush and my brows and everything. So, and because I know that, I can't imagine myself showing up with you here without all of that, you know, because like that little effort, it means so much. And then you develop and it grows and it grows. So we're going to talk about your program, Nina, because I know you have a style accelerator, as you said, and I know you also work one-on-one with clients. And, you know, if anybody's listening, we're going to tell you, stay with us, because Nina is going to tell you in a moment of how you can actually, which I would very much recommend. I mean, that's what I recommend to every woman. Like, if you know how to do this, it's not hard. It's just a skill. And I love, Nina, how you say it is a skill, because it's like a muscle. And I think I read somewhere where you'll be able to do this for yourself I mean, a stylist is always fun, you know, when you're experimenting and stuff. So two things I want to talk about before we talk about this course and how people can work with you is, first of all, style in general. It's not that I'm confused. Like, I've read and I've listened a lot to this, like, style DNA, because with what I know, and you correct me if I'm wrong, and I'm curious to, because you have a certain style, I can definitely see that. And if I would describe your style, Nina, and style is like that, from what I understand, is that DNA signature that you have that's unique to you. And every woman, you know, can have her own unique style. And this is where you go into the next level, where you know your style and you're dressing. So it's not just like you're just mixing and matching and trying to figure it out. But when I look at you, Nina, I'd say that you love color. Like, there's a lot of pink and a lot of purple, you know, in your wardrobe. And you quite, I would describe your style as perhaps like feminine romantic or something like that. But I guess you're also, when I look at your Instagram, you're also kind of showcasing it for clients, and this is your work. But yeah, what is style to you? And how do you actually create and build this? And I'm assuming this also happens over time.
Yeah. And I think that's also a very big misconception and an issue for many women, because they think they have to define style as something very rigid, and they have to adhere to like one style that is it for the rest of their life. In reality, style is something that is going to evolve, something that is going to evolve with more knowledge you're going to have about yourself, about this, like, different outfits and brands and clothing items. Style is also going to evolve with your life. So if you're at this stage in your life right now, something is going to change. Your job may change. Your marital status may change. So a lot of things are changing in our lives, and style is something that is going to evolve as well. Something that I wouldn't say that is something that is like once and for a lifetime is something that is really evolving. And you are setting the rules. There is nobody telling you that you have to wear a certain color or certain outfits, or you have to just like to pick something and then just go for it. So there are some kind of rules or recommendations how you can mix and match your clothes in a better way, so you can create a wardrobe that works better and more efficient, like where everything is mixed to match versus the wardrobe where all the items are standalone items. But then the rest is up to you to decide how much color you want, how much of, I don't know, confidence you want in your wardrobe, or how much you want to be more on the romantic side and all of that. So it all depends on your goals, on your lifestyle, and the knowledge that you have at this stage of your life.
Mm-hmm. So it's very, very different. How would you describe your style? Was I right or not really?
Yeah, in a sense. But again, like, I don't like to put the name to it and just to say that's it. So a lot of my followers, they ask me, what is exactly your style? I want to Google it and I want to look for more inspiration. So sometimes I would say like, yeah, colorful, casual, chic. I wouldn't say exactly romantic. I do love dresses and skirts, but I'm stepping away a little bit from that, because at that moment, at that period of my life where I was trying to dress better, I would wear a lot of dresses, because they are very easy to wear because it's one piece. So they're very easy to dress, but they're also a little bit limiting in terms of options, how you can play around with the dresses. So I'm trying to step away from that a little bit. I prefer two-piece and three-piece outfits.
Mm-hmm.
So a bit less romantic, but definitely colorful and definitely casual chic. And this is also something that also evolved for me. I never wore color so much. I wore a lot of black and gray. My big step in my style when I started to wear a bit more of a light colors, but light colors, I mean white of white and beige. So that was a big step for me from black and gray. But now I'm enjoying wearing the whole rainbow of colors, but it comes with time and experience.
Yeah, for sure. And you also mentioned, so what you mentioned is system and process. So I guess my questions here are, what is that system and what is that process? And if you work with people one-on-one or in your programs, do you take people through those processes and through those systems? Like, so how would you describe that system and the process?
Yes, exactly. So in my program, Style Accelerator is a 6-week coaching program where you go exactly through a system to develop and define and redefine your style. So the first step, as we discussed at the very beginning, is when you're laying the foundation, doing the groundwork or defining What do you want your style to be when you collect inspiration, when you clarify what it is that you need to dress up for in your life? So that is a very important step. That is the groundwork, and this is what we start with. And then the next two modules are dedicated to understanding color, so understanding the characteristic of the color, how you can wear a color yourself, how you pick the colors, how you mix colors. Because in reality, even though we've seen a lot of women, they're wearing a lot of dark colors and all of that, it's most of the time it's not by choice but by default, just because they don't really know how to wear a color. While a lot of women actually want more color in their wardrobe, they definitely want, like, I cannot think of a single student or a client of mine who would not want to wear more color. So that's a whole module dedicated in my style accelerator all about color. Then we are talking about how do you pick the clothing items that are going to serve you better, something that is going to shape your body better, something that is going to fit you much better than whatever you may pick just randomly in the shop, because it's a lot about creating the right proportions and dimensions in your body. And this is something that is also very easy to learn. So I'm teaching women those timeless principles, how they can create the right dimensions or silhouettes with the different clothing items. And in the last module, I'm helping women create a capsule wardrobe. So that's kind of a project they embark on. So once they understood how do you mix clothing, different clothing items, how do you mix colors, and understanding what it is you want your wardrobe for, then you're building a capsule wardrobe. And that's a great exercise. Everybody's loving that. And it's a real project that's going to lay the foundation for your real wardrobe.
Wow, that sounds amazing. I want in. And, you know, we have a deal prepared. We've come up with a deal for all the listeners. You can get 10% off if you use the code ANNAROVA if you want to enroll, which I highly recommend. So where can they go, Nina, and to find more about the course and even enroll?
So the best way would be to go to ninawaldor.com/styleaccelerator, or you can just go to ninawaldor.com, and there you're going to have all the links to my Style Accelerator program and my one-to-one services as well, if you would prefer to work one-on-one with a personal stylist.
Mm-hmm. And then, so what is the difference? So in the program, it's a six-week program, which is quite short. And I love that you actually just stripped it down to the basics. It's all about, let's lay down the foundation, let's work with color, how to pick the wardrobe to serve you better and your body type, because, like, you have to know. Like, for me, I'll give an example what I learned, because I'm quite petite and short. I think we're the same height. Are you like 163 centimeters?
I'm 160. Yeah, I am petite.
60, yeah. We're the same height. So I noticed a lot of what you wear has high waist, I think for the same reason that a lot of what I wear, a lot of what I learned to wear is high waist, to visually extend our petite, legs, beautiful legs. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, all of that definitely plays a role into that. And then you go into, I love that you actually, from the course, you actually get a tangible result, which is you put together your own capsule, and you can actually after that just go and buy your capsule, you know, and buy the clothes that you can wear, mix and match. And the concept of the capsule, for everybody listening, I think everybody would know by now, but it's just like what Nina was talking about in terms of mixing and matching and not have orphan pieces in your wardrobe. It's like when you can even have a capsule out of 10 pieces. Like, what do you teach them in the course to do? How many pieces for the capsule, the minimum?
Well, the minimum would be like 8 clothing pieces plus a couple of accessories plus a couple of footwear items. But then I'm teaching women that it's up to you to decide. If you want to create a capsule wardrobe for summer, for example, maybe you don't need as many items if, for example, summer is short in where you live. If you want to create a capsule wardrobe for the cold month, then it could be bigger. So it depends on how much variety you want in your clothing, in your wardrobe, and yeah, how big of a wardrobe do you want? Because some women, they want a big wardrobe. They do want to have lots of choices, like massive choices, when they can go for months without repeating the same shirt. Some women want something very compact, like a pretty compact and small wardrobe, but where everything is to mix and match, and it still gives them a lot of variety and diversity in their wardrobe. So I teach them the principles, and then it's up to you to adapt for yourself in the best way possible.
Mm-hmm. And so, in your one-on-one work, so obviously you have this course, which we highly recommend that everybody goes and gets that 10% off. And in your one-on-one work, how is that different?
Well, it is different in a way that if you don't have the time or desire to learn those personal styling principles for yourself, but you want a stylist to come and create the wardrobe for you and the style and that it's going to be on point with the personal brand, then that is the option for you. So most of the women that I work with on one-to-one basis, usually those are women entrepreneurs, ambitious women who run successful businesses, and they are a face of their brand, so their image has to be on point, but they're busy, they have a different area of expertise, and they don't want to spend the time of like learning to create their own wardrobe. They need a professional to do it for them, so this is what I'm helping them with. And a lot of women that I work, they are, as I said, they are face of their business, they're present in media. So it's also important that the wardrobe is not just good for them, but is also on point with their personal brand that they project in the media. And this is what also I'm doing with the color psychology, for example, with matching it with what they're doing with their area of expertise.
Mm-hmm. What do you think I should wear, Nina? What kind of a wardrobe do you see for me? Anna Rova, the relationship and dating coach, helping successful women attract. Should I wear more red because that's the color of passion and love in dating and relationships? What would be some of your tips for me?
But, you know, it's also very important that on one hand, yeah, there are some objective things like this and that would fit the body that way. This color makes you this and that. But on the other hand, it's also very important how you feel about that. Because I may tell you like, yes, Anna, go for red blazer, red lipstick and everything like that. But if you feel very uncomfortable with that, if it doesn't feel right to you, like this is what is going to come across. Not the objective psychology of the color of the outfit, but this is about how you feel in that. So I'm a big believer that you have to match and marry those two, how you want to feel, how you actually feel in the item, and the objective kind of characteristic of that. And this is something that I'm teaching in my program, and when I work with my one-on-one clients as well, that's what I'm telling all the time. Like, we do this work in depth up front to understand how you want to feel, if you're comfortable with this and that, because that is a very big part of how you're gonna be seen, because this is something that come across. Because if you're comfortable in your outfit, you love how it feels you, but it may be kind of wrong in the like society meaning, then it doesn't matter, to be honest.
Mm.
So I wouldn't tell you upfront like, okay, go for this and that. It depends. There are kind of much more nuance to that.
Yeah, I understand that. And at the same time, I could share with you, Nina, that what I'm wearing right now, which is an oversized, so people can't see this, but it's an oversized white shirt that I would have never bought, never even went there. And this is actually another piece that the stylist helped me with. So how do you go through this process? Because she did work with me and she actually had the same philosophy in terms of, hey, Anna, you know, so I remember we bought pants, like they were really wide pants on me. And she told me that that's the wide leg, completely wide leg, very kind of baggy and everything. But I was like, no, I can't do this. I feel like I'm in a sack, you know? But then there were other things where I was willing to, like even the blazers, you know, like right now, this checkered blazer, it's one of my favorite items to wear now, right? And I never wore blazers before. And so some of the things that she was recommending to me, she was always, you know, recommending and asking me. So I guess I'm answering my own question. My question to you was, yes, I need to feel comfortable in what I wear, but I also am ready to explore and experience and be open. Like if you tell me, Anna, and that's what she told, you know, like red blazer would actually look good, she would say, try and see how you feel. So I think a part of this is when you're going on an exploration, you have to be open and curious about, well, how would that feel actually for me to wear? I don't know, like red blazer even for me sounds like, whoa, you know, like that's risky, you know? So where do you think is that line between, and I guess you're doing the same with clients. Are you pushing them to maybe gently to experiment, to go to places that they've never been before? Because as I said, working with her, I just kind of bought a lot of pieces that I would have never buy. And I think this is where when a great stylist works with you, they expand your horizons, get you out of your comfort zone and kind of, and I'm like, oh yeah, this is kind of cool. I can wear, you know, an oversized shirt. And she told me, I'm like, how do I wear this? Because I bought it from Mango and it was like five sizes bigger than me because, you know, I'm super petite. And I'm like, I'm sending this back because I can't wear this coat of a white shirt. And she's like, no, 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 hang on. And then she sent me a video and she's like, you can make sure like you pull it back, you know, so that you have this and then you can tie it up and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, okay, I can work with that. So yeah, just curious in your opinion on that. Like, where is that out of comfort zone? And how do you as a stylist manage getting your client to get into that comfort zone? Because you know that is what they probably need or that's actually going to help them in their image or work or whatever.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. That is 100% right. And you don't want to hire a personal stylist who's going to help you more of what you already have in your wardrobe. This is not what you want. You want the contrary of that. So, of course, I am lovingly pushing all my clients and students out of their comfort zone. And this is exactly what we are doing. Well, we are selecting the pieces that they usually not used to, something that they cannot imagine, something they would never pick by themselves. So, of course, we are going in that direction 100%. And most of the time we are picking the pieces that they are like, that are completely out of their concept of what they can wear. This is why you hire a personal stylist, and this is why you go through a program exactly to experiment, to go out of your comfort zone, 100%. What I was just saying before and meant is that the work I'm doing up front is to really understand exactly where is this line. So I'm not telling you like this is a must and this is the only one way that you have to wear this type of piece of this type of color. And that's the only way you can go to regardless of whether you like it or not or you're comfortable with it or not. So I have to understand your kind of level of comfort for how much you want to experiment with that. But then, of course, I'm picking the pieces that I believe is going to be on point for you, for your brand and for your personality, for your complexion and all of that. So, of course. And it's actually funny because when I work with women offline, we go shopping with them. We go to the shops and every time I see this resistance, like, whenever we are coming to the changing room and I'm bringing all the pieces and I say like, I never wore this. Are you sure? Like, do you really want me to try this? Like, I never ever wore something like this. And I'm always telling them, like, just try it on. It may work beautifully. You may love it. But there is also a possibility that it may not be 100%. It may look well on you. I like from my way, I could see that it looks beautiful on you. But if you don't like it, it's up to you to decide. But of course, I'm always, always pushing women to experiment and pick something that they would never normally pick themselves. And this is why in the first model of my Style Accelerator, I advise everybody to do research and create a style board for them, because exactly you need more ideas. You need more of different ideas, not what you can create out of your own head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm wondering, because, you know, I'm part of, obviously, I'm going through my own courses and everything. Have you created like your own signature system in terms of, you know, how all the courses out there, well, this is the basic and here are the different styles and, you know, like your own, I guess, because I'm curious, like, you know, because you know the color type theory and the seasons, and are you bringing all of these pieces together or have you created actually something new out of everything you have learned out there in your own personal experience and your clients?
I believe I created something new.
Well, that was a silly question. Every creator believes that. Yeah, but I'm curious, like, because obviously, you know, as a coach and I have a program as well, we're influenced by others' work. But I feel like when someone has a great product is when all of it comes together, but then obviously you're mixing something new into that mix and you really found something. What would you say differentiates Nina Walder as a stylist from every other stylist out there?
Wow, that's a good question. To answer your question two ways, I would say first and foremost, like, yes, of course, there are some universal principles. For example, like, you know very well how you combine colors. There is nothing new to invent there. The way you combine colors, mm-hmm. and when you know the characteristics of the color, That is pretty universal principle. It's not there is much more that you can invent there, right? So there is part of that, some universal styling principle that I'm teaching. But of course, I guess a lot of other elements, they come from my own experience, of going through the style journey and helping a lot of personal styling clients go through the style journey as well. So of course, there is a secret sauce and my personal sauce to that. And I think a lot of time when you choose an online program, it's a lot about the choosing the teacher, the instructor, that you resonate with them. So a lot of women that come to work with me, either through my course or one-to-one with me, these are the women who like my style. It doesn't mean that they want to recreate exactly the same style, but they like the principle that I'm teaching, that you can wear any color you want. You can dress any way you like. You can incorporate the trends or you cannot incorporate the trends, whatever you decide. So those are very individual ways how you decide for yourself. So in terms of what differentiates, I would say like it's really about picking the teacher, like picking the teacher that resonates with you and understanding whether learning all about color and different clothing items and creating capsule wardrobe is something that you want for yourself, or it's not a part of your life and you don't believe in style, you believe it's a fluff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually didn't think about this, but you're right. So obviously, you know, the women that I'm following, or let's say I'm in a particular course right now, I think 100% the stylist that you're going to work with has to have the style that you really like. It doesn't mean, as you said, that they're going to emanate you. But I know that, Nina, it's so interesting, and that's what I'm thinking about this now. Like, I find myself wanting to dress like her. I find myself when I put together that, and you know, she's all about like very minimalist avant-garde, whatever, you know, you know who I'm talking about. And I'm like, yeah, like that, you know, every single picture she posts with her blazer that's like half pink, half beige. I'm like, yeah, I want that. And so you really want to dress like her. And I didn't think about it. And I know that I looked at your stories and your clients, you have beautiful client success stories. A lot of the pieces that they pick is very, I wouldn't say the same, but they carry the same
aesthetics.
Yeah. The principle, the aesthetic, you know, the two piece, the, you know, like I see the skirt and the top and yeah, absolutely. I actually never thought about this, but now I think about it, it's like, yeah, that's pretty common sense that if you see a stylist, you don't like their style, you're like, all right, I'm going to find another stylist. So yeah, you attract clients who are inspired by you and by your style and by your philosophy and what you teach. Although there is a picture here where you're wearing black and gray, which stands out. Black one is picture. Boring. Yeah, one picture. That's right. One picture. But everything else is the same. And I can see why. And that's the beauty of it, right? Like, because personal styling is so diverse and so like, there's a million ways to do this and your clients will find you for sure. So I think everybody who's listening should just go to Instagram now and just type in Nina. Well, you are Nina, N-I-N-A underscore Walder, W-A-L-D-E-R underscore. And so if you resonate with Nina's style, I recommend that you definitely check out her website, get into her course. And also for your one-on-one styling, Nina, you also offer the same 10% discount with code Anarova. So highly recommend for everyone who is. And I actually think like based on what we discussed, Nina, I highly recommend to everyone to check out your stuff because you really know your stuff. Based on our discussion, everything this is just my
Thank
personal,
you,
you know.
Thank you. But to get to know, I think it's very important, your own personal journey. And of course, that's something that I invested a lot of my time and resources into my own personal style journey. And it's been a journey. And that's why you mentioned earlier, I do share on TikTok and sometimes on Instagram my before and after, not just to show, look at me now, but to really show that it is possible for every woman out there that if you want to look your best for yourself, you want to show up as the best version of yourself, it is possible for you. I am a normal woman. I used to look like average or below average, but I managed to create something very different for myself, like a very different reality for myself. And that is the reason that I'm sharing that.
Yeah. And you have in your stories, there's a highlight there, my story. And then I'm like, oh my God, that's the girl. That's the girl that I never knew. And that's the girl in the Panina in the past, you know? What a transformation. That's amazing. All right. Well, thank you so much. Nina, this has been great. Before we finish, is there anything that you would like to tell all the women listening? A message perhaps or some last words?
I would just really encourage you. This is my mission, to encourage women to give a little chance to style and to dress, to try at least to dress their best for themselves and not for a special occasion, but every day. Like, and every day I do believe is a special occasion when you can get dressed and you will see the magic happening when you show up as the best version of yourself. You show up as the woman who dresses for herself, and all of a sudden you see that everything else is kind of lifts up in your life as well, because style does affect how you see yourself and it does affect how others see yourself. So when I see a woman who looks put together, who put a little bit of effort into her appearance, before I used to think that could be a little bit like surface level, but now I understand so much once I experience that magic that it shows me that this woman cares. And if she cares about herself, it means she cares about other people. She cares about her stuff. So I want to work with her. I want to be her friend. I want to be her partner, whatever it could be. So it's so much more that the style can bring to you and to your life. Just give it a little chance, maybe experiment. Try to look for people, maybe stylists. Maybe you can follow my Instagram or TikTok where I share a lot of style advice. Because this is something that can help you a lot in your journey, whatever you want to improve in your life.
Mm. Yeah. And then I'm just going to finish off with how it relates to men, because, you know, obviously my listeners here are all about dating relationships and men. And I always tell women what exactly you said, when you see a woman who's put together and you know she's put a little bit of effort into that, because it's all about choosing yourself, valuing yourself, putting in that extra time to apply, you know, your red lipstick or your blush or your brows, and it all becomes part of your routine and it elevates your mood. And so then when you are dating men or seeing men, you're showing up on a date very, very differently, especially if this becomes your day-to-day routine and not, I'm going on a date and then I'm just going to dress myself because I'm going on a date. If this is part of your routine, then you feel that every day. And so how you show up is very different, because this is the norm. And then you will be attracting, you know, obviously if you've done your inner work, but you will be attracting different types of men and different types of relationships as well, because there's no way a woman who values herself enough, that puts in the effort, puts in the time. And then everything else is, like, as you mentioned, you know, clients, partners, work, you know, people at work start to treat you differently and see you differently, for sure. All right, Nina, well, thank you so much. Before you go, tell us where I already mentioned your Instagram. I'm assuming that's where you're going to send us all, because your page is so beautiful and inspiring. Is there, where can the people find more about you if you want to mention some other sources?
Yeah, so the best places to find me would be Instagram and TikTok, and there's the same handle at Nina_Walder_. I share a lot of style advice over there. And then if you're interested in my program on working one-to-one, you can go to my website, ninawalder.com.
Mm-hmm. And don't forget your small but precious discount with a code on Arava.
Yes, 10% off.
All right, Nina, thank you so much. Have a beautiful day. I know you woke up early for this interview. Yeah. Thank you so much. I'm going to have a beautiful night and we'll speak soon.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
All right, girlfriends, hope you enjoyed listening or watching to this episode. And if you did, and if you resonate with most of the things I'm saying and you want to learn more and you want to finally start attracting masculine men, I have an invitation for you. So as you know, I am committed and passionate about helping successful women attract and keep committed masculine men. So I have a personal invitation for you. If you're resonating with everything and you're ready to step up and invest in yourself and take things to the next level, I would love, love, love to talk to you and see if you would be a fit for my work and what I do. And so basically what I'm doing is I'm inviting you, and it's a personal invitation, only if you resonate, because I don't work with everyone and I'm not here to just, you know, make a quick buck and whatever. I'm here committed to your result. And I will make sure that we go until the end and that we get you the result that you want, which is start attracting better men. So I invite you to sign up to actually apply for a free discovery call with me. It's a call that is 1 hour long. And what we do is we talk about your current situation, where you are today, and what's wrong, quote unquote, wrong with your dynamics with men, what you don't like. And then we're going to talk about what you really want and where you want to get. And at the end, if I find that that's a good fit, I'll tell you what I do and I'll offer you to join us and how we could work together. So just to give you a bit of context, this experience is all about, and what I'm going to offer to only if I find that that's a good fit, is about, number one, putting yourself in the best position to start attracting committed masculine men, and not through tactics and techniques or tips, tricks, whatever, but just by being you and understanding and appreciating men, thus creating a deeper relationship with yourself as a feminine essence woman and attract better committed masculine men. Number two, it's all about letting go of overworking perfectionism and the need to control by overcoming your limiting beliefs, patterns, and obstacles to rediscover your worth and enoughness and rebuilding your faith in your own voice and your own decisions and exploring your boundaries and so on and so on. Number three, it's all about letting your body lead, stop overthinking, and start trusting your gut and your heart when it comes to making decisions, expanding and embracing your range of emotions, cultivating sense of awareness and pleasure, and feeling more without apologizing for it. And I know if you're here, you understand and you know that the path to your masculine man, who's a conscious, healthy man, is through you, is through embracing your feminine nature, is through running with the wolves and embracing your wild feminine side and actually gaining power from it. And a healthy masculine man will only be attracted to that if you get to that place yourself. And last but not least, it's all about becoming deeply connected to yourself as a woman. Understand what true femininity is, exploring deeper levels of intimacy, and finally becoming free, lighter, and open. Embracing basically the feminine side of polarity, because again, this is what your masculine man wants. And it's all about stop living in the masculine energy by pushing, doing, and choosing all the time, and start living, enjoy freedom and your wild nature, where you can surrender, where you can finally let go. Trust me, this is an amazing place to be, and it's easy and joyful, and it feels natural and feels like a woman. So if you resonate, go to girlskill.com/apply, and there's going to be a short survey, step one, just apply there. And then the next step is to schedule a call with me. It's going to be an hour. We have fun on this call, so I hope to see you there. And my calendar is booked for another, my calendar is open for another week. So go ahead and do that. If you don't see times that are available for you, make sure you email me, because I'll always make time for you to make sure that you get your spot. All right, girlfriend, keep running with wolves, and I'll see you next week. Okay, bye.